And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 29th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet R.S. Thomas, born Cardiff, Wales, 1913, Anglican clergyman, Welsh nationalist, though he didn't learn the Welsh language until he was 30, wrote his poetry in English, but his autobiography in Welsh. He called it Neb, meaning nobody. He was a Luddite. He and his wife lived in a little stone cottage, no refrigerator, no washing machine. He said, "A recurring ideal, I find, is that of simplicity. At times there comes the desire to write with great precision and clarity words so simple and moving that they bring tears to the eyes." It's the birthday of Amy Sedaris, born Endicott, New York, 1961, grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, author of two satirical homemaking books, I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence, and Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. Amy Sedaris, who said in an interview about the Sedaris family, "We read everything we can about diseases and physical deformity. We were so protected in North Carolina. There's a place here in New York where you can get antique skin disorder books in color. They're really beautiful photographs." It's the birthday of Alexandra Fuller, born in Glossop, England, 1969, grew up in Zimbabwe. In 2002, published her memoir, Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, the story of her life as the child of white settlers caught up in a civil war in Mozambique. By the time she was 7 years old, Fuller knew how to strip, clean, load, and fire a machine gun. She also knew never to sneak into her parents' bedroom at night in case they mistook her for an intruder. Published another memoir called Cocktail Hour, Under the Tree of Forgetfulness, in which she tells the story of her mother, born in Scotland, raised in Kenya. It's the birthday of Eugene McCarthy, poet and politician, born in Watkins, Minnesota, 1916. And it's the birthday of Judith Guest, born in Detroit, 1936. When she was in her 30s, she read a how-to book called One Way to Write Your Novel. And 3 years later, she published her first novel, Ordinary People. It was a bestseller in 1976, the story of the Jarrett family in Lake Forest, a suburb of Chicago, whose son Buck is drowned in a sailing accident on Lake Michigan, and whose brother Conrad, who was with him on the boat, attempts suicide. The movie won an Academy Award for Best Picture in 1980. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, Meeting and Passing. As I went down the hill along the wall, there was a gate I had leaned at for the view and had just turned from when I first saw you as you came up the hill. We met, but all we did that day was mingle great and small footprints in summer dust, as if we drew the figure of our being less than two, but more than one as yet. Your parasol pointed the decimal off with one deep thrust, and all the time we talked, you seemed to see something down there to smile at in the dust. Oh, it was without prejudice to me. Afterward, I went past what you had passed before we met, and you what I had passed. Meeting and Passing by Robert Frost, from The Poetry of Robert Frost, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.